Hey.
Back again.
Back again for more. Back for more with my mate Pauline Longdon of thecopyalchemist.com, Australia's prevailing female copywriter. I know you don't like that. But,
yeah, no, that's okay.
But
yeah.
Truth is the truth. But what I wanted
I
to...
I am a female.
You are a female. Exactly. But the one of the things that I say about you that separates you out from a lot of copywriters, a lot of marketers, is how deep your scholastics have gone. You know, like how deep you delve into copywriting courses and events and personal... My gosh, you have the who's who of marketers who are alive in your photographs. You've got pictures with everybody.
Yeah. It, well, if you don't have the Facebook photos, it never happens.
It didn't
so,
happen.
You know, you have to have them there.
Exactly. So I want to know, you could tell the listeners, that who were your influences? Or like, what influenced you to be so good? Because you really are. And I have to just say that I labeled you as one of the best students I've ever had.
Well, that's a huge compliment, thank you, because I know who your other students are. So
I know. I just tipped your hand.
Yeah.
This isn't just...
Yeah.
No, I really do. I want to know for other marketers, like, who influences you?
I guess, you know, like for beginners and like people just starting out in copy, I mean, you can spend a fortune and really get nowhere. You can really spin your wheels. And I mean, that's what I did too. I started out and bought a couple of programs and followed a few mentors or influencers, let's say, and... You know, sort of didn't deliver what I wanted. You know, they'd give me... I always make the analogy, you know, Kentucky Fried Chicken is known for its 11 herbs and spices.
Yeah.
But the more resources that I'd get in copywriting, I only ever got the same 7 herbs and spices. And I go, where are the other 4? And they go, no, you've got all 11. And I go, no, I've got them in different sequence, but there's still only 7, and they're the same 7. What's
right.
going on? So... Okay, so probably my favorite influences, and in no particular order, would be Gary Halbert for sure. Like, reading his, the Gary Halbert letter will make you into a better writer, full stop.
And it's free.
And it's for free. And so, and I'm more of a paper person. And I mean, the guys, Bond and Kevin, have just released them all printed out and,
right.
you know, pretty much in the original format that their dad sent them out in, which is great. Or if you haven't got that kind of money, you know, just print them off the internet and just read them. Because I think there's something
yes.
different about actually having them and highlighting what he, you know, the language patterns and how he's used it.
That's a great thing.
Yeah, rather, I know that you can highlight things on like Kindle, but if it's a PDF, I don't think you can actually do that on Kindle and the other programs. So
I don't think so either, but printing it out, that's something that, you know, because of the paper waves and stuff,
I
hesitate it. To do it, but it's...
But I haven't thrown away the prints that I did, though.
Oh, well, there you go. Even if you do, but that's just... It's sort of the cost of doing business, because it makes a huge difference in
you do, you
your learning.
You use different neural pathways anyway when you
okay.
write in, by hand, and that's something... I mean, Gary Halbert actually said that, was to write things out by hand, so I did it laboriously.
Yeah.
And I actually still do it these days. If I'm having a day where I can't write, I'll sit there and write out bullets... or offers for half an hour.
That's brilliant.
Or I'll sit down and I'll read a Gary Halbert letter for half an hour, because usually it takes me half an hour to just read one of his letters. And then I'll get into my day, because I'm so excited and pumped up by the, you know, the copy that I've just read and all written out.
Right.
Yeah, so Gary Halbert, by far, one of my
Mine too.
Huge
he was
influences.
The one who made me want to be a copywriter. When I
yeah.
saw what he did, I'm like, this is it. This is
yeah,
it.
No, I'm
what
sort
I'm
of a bit sad that I never got to meet the man, but, you know, I actually said to Bond one day, I actually feel like I really did get to know the man just by reading his newsletters, because
right.
they're just so raw and real.
They are. Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they are.
They,
and I know that
on.
There were some that weren't released, and I just bought that pack that they've got the unreleased ones in, so I'm can't wait to get into those. It's like, you know, behind-the-scenes view of Gary's life, so that's great. Another influence is Clayton Makepeace. I love him. He's a bit of my copy crush, I will admit.
That's fair.
Just because a guy, he can actually write. He can write really visceral copy, and he really gets into the dominant emotions of people. But also, so he's got a quick start system of how to write copy. And so
I don't even think that's for sale anymore.
Well, you can get it through AWAI.
You can. Okay.
American Writers and Artists Incorporated. So
it's awaionline.com. Yeah. We'll put that in the notes.
So they're a pretty good company too. I actually like my involvement with them. I will support them, you know, quite heavily because they've done a lot for me. Yeah, so I actually got to meet Clayton through them, and
yeah,
he's a really good mate, and I really like him as a person as well. So Clayton Make Peace is a definite, you know, read his stuff.
Right.
There's a woman called Laurie Morgan Frero. I'm not sure if you know her, but she's pretty awesome.
I don't know who that
is. I actually actively sought her out because of the female aspect, because I just noticed that when I was started to write copy, and that was before I met Gary and some of the other bigger copywriters, was my copy was a little bit too hypey, a bit too masculine, that like testosterone filled and dripping. And so it was, you know, and I know that most people don't like that, and it's like, well, how do you find that beautiful sweet spot? Because I have a theory, like, you know, people don't like to, you know, in the alternative health and, you know, new age right. stuff, which used to be my niche, it's like they don't like the hypey and really direct asking for the sale. But then exactly. if you don't ask for the sale and you're sending out some sort of marketing material or a sales letter, then you're just as bad as these people because you're highlighting the pain but not giving them the solution.
Yes.
So Laurie Morgan Frero brought me back into here. Sounds funny talking about you in the third person. But anyway, right back into the middle, in the sweet spot, so I could actually tap into that connecting conscious copy that I think a lot of people just, they will try to fake, but they don't get. And so I did your, what was it, the conscious copywriting? Conscious
copywriting formula. And I was going to put a lot of... I never really promoted that. It was a really good program.
That's a shame because that is a really good program.
Maybe I'll start promoting that again.
Please do, because I think people really need to... Well, I've done some reports and podcasts as guests about the conscious consumer. And for me, the conscious consumer is someone who's awakened. They know all the tricks. And as right. Dan Kennedy says, we are not selling to virgins. You know, we don't start at ground zero. We are like, you know, 20 million stories below ground zero. And so we have to work our way up to zero. And then, right. you know, it's all about trust. So the conscious much. Consumer is so awakened. They know all the tricks. And, you know, it's funny reading Robert Cialdini's book, Influence. Right. That's a great book. But
it's a great book.
I can't talk to a salesperson anymore without being able to pick up what they're doing, you know. So I think as people yeah. start to get more awakened and aware, the conscious copywriting formula is so needed.
Oh, cool. I will promote it more.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's also with how much the globe is condensing, and we're so much more of a global community that
yeah.
things, the awareness is raising faster, I hope. And it's, the tricks are more obvious.
They are. I mean, it's funny, I always talk about the globalization of the internet. It's like all the boundaries and the borders that our forefathers fought to establish and keep
right.
have been, you know, have crumbled with the internet because, you know, you can have friends all around the world. I mean, I've had clients in a lot of countries when I was a healer, and I'm still doing a bit of healing work now. I've got people from just about every continent that I've worked with. So wow. it's pretty amazing.
It is pretty. And I mean, it's amazing that we worked together and now we're colleagues and we're in the same, you know, I visited you. I've spoken in Australia because of you. You visited, stayed at our B&B.
Yeah.
It's like their second home when they're
low B&B.
Right, when they're yeah. in the States, or at least in California.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah, it is. It's amazing how everything's kind of shrinking, and so it's it's even more important.
The She Factor was another really good one. I'm not just saying that because it's you.
Sure you are.
No, I actually say to a lot of people, there's like a list of my influences I'm happy to share around, but Factor is also about, you know, that taking people through the whole flirting
to, yeah the dating know, cycle
the dating the, cycle and I mean, that makes sense, and it's funny because Ryan Dyson now talks about that too.
Really?
I'm wondering if he was a little influenced by you, but whatever, you know.
Yeah, it's okay. It's yeah. the it's not that it's not, you know, brain surgery. It really is just about understanding human psychology and how they build up that trust. And you're not going to buy from somebody you don't trust.
It's all called relationship marketing, isn't it? And that's what it is. You're building relationships, you're building trust. And, you know, it's all right if you want to just have a one-off sale and risk, you know, money and returns. But
yes,
I'm not in it for that. And my clients are not in it for that. So that's, I'm not going to write like that for them. So,
right. Yeah,
so you're a huge influence on me.
Thank you.
Gary Bensavenga. He is... he's a sharp man. And,
he's one I've not met, and you've actually gotten to meet him.
Yeah, I got to meet him. I got my picture with him, so that was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
His course is one that I don't have, the 100 seminar, but I'm saving up for that because it's like $5,000.
Right.
Well, I keep traveling over to the US like 2 or 3 times a year.
Yes.
It's like seems to go backwards and backwards a bit. But
I'm sorry, the Aussie dollar at this point is not doing great.
It is, so it's 5,000 American dollars, so that makes it about like 25 million Australian dollars. Maybe my first really big royalty check, so
that's
what I'm aiming for.
Exactly.
Yeah, so who else is an influence? So there's Clayton New.
Well, so what are some of the books that you've read that you're interested in, and courses?
I love... John Caples.
Advertising?
Is it Tested Advertising? Yeah.
Tested Advertising.
That one's really good. I really like that. And he was one of my copy crushes before I met Clayton. Just the way he writes. And, I mean, he wrote that Everybody Laughed.
Right.
When I sat down at the
piano.
Yeah, that one.
Right.
That was... and I've written that out by hand several times. So I really got into copying.
Right.
Just, yeah, the way he wrote. The Robert Collier letter book is a hard read.
It is hard to read straight through and through, but it's...
I mean, Robert Collier and the way he writes is just amazing. He wrote, like, some, you know, some sales letters for, you know, to get donations for a charity. And so I think he pinned a $1 note to the top of the letter.
Oh.
But if you actually read the letter, he never, ever lets go of the $1 note. It's like, you could take my dollar... but I don't think you will after reading this letter. And then it's like going on about, you know, all the things that they're going to do. And then by the end, it's like, okay, so you can either take my dollar or you can actually add one of your own to it and send it back. Anyway, so I thought that was really clever. And actually, that was one of the best sales letters ever. And they made so much money. And this was in the 1920s, 1930s or something. And attaching a $1 note in those days,
huge.
That was huge.
That's true.
Yeah, so Robert Collier... John Caples, and then of course Breakthrough Advertising. We're talking about this.
Yes, Eugene Schwartz.
Yeah,
he's one of my favorites too. You know, it's funny because he said that a lot of times he would write. It was so quick for him to write, but he would sit on the copy for a while and not give it to the client, so they wouldn't realize how fast it was. But don't get any ideas because it's really not usually.
Yeah.
Usually, I'm working right up until the deadline, constantly changing everything until.
Yeah.
I have to hand it in. Mm. I couldn't just sit on it and go, la, 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 and then hand it in. I couldn't.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, he was, I think he's one in a billion, you know, writers that really, really got it.
Right.
And, yeah, I mean, Breakthrough Advertising, you can just tell people and copywriters and marketers that have actually read it because there's a certain something, you know, you've got the sophistication levels and the awareness levels.
Right.
And, you know, it's interesting to see that people actually miss the mark when they don't pitch to the right awareness level.
Right.
And we're not going to share them here because, like, that's what makes us special.
That's
so
right.
You can hire us or, like, learn
there
from
you
us.
Go.
But,
learn from us.
You know, we put a lot of... But that's the thing about copywriting. People think it's just about, you know, putting words on a page. But just in, you know, the influence I've spoken about here and investing in yourself, I mean... It's like I've spent well over like $100,000 now,
easily.
Even more with my trips to back and forth. A huge amount of money on my education. It's like a college or even a university level education.
Totally.
And it's interesting though. I'll just share this with the listeners though, is that people will see like a package and they'll say, oh, that's too expensive, you know, why would you want to buy that when you get on something similar on the internet for free or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And I'll just let you know that you're not actually balking at investing. Like, just say your package was expensive, which
right.
is really not.
Right.
But anyway, it's like you're not really balking at investing in Laurie. you're balking at investing in you. So just have that as an awareness.
That's true.
I used to have that a lot as my, when I was a spiritual teacher, people would say, well, that's a really expensive course. I say, it's 3 days, it's $500, it's going to change your life.
Right.
What's expensive about it? It's actually more expensive if you don't.
Or if you get the wrong information, that's the
that's
most
more
expensive.
And what's the most expensive advice you can get? Free advice.
Yeah.
Because there's no investment in it. The person isn't invested in the outcome that they're giving you. Whereas if you pay a mentor, and you actually have been my mentor as well as a teacher, it's like you're invested in that because it's your reputation.
Yeah.
Because if it didn't work, I'm going to be a typical female and I'm going to go and tell all my friends how much you suck.
Exactly.
Good, you didn't.
I know.
Yeah. So, yeah, I just wanted people to, you know, just back yourself and have that, you know, invest in yourself.
That's a great message.
One of the things that, you know, like, okay, so they can take your money away, they can take your house away, your car or whatever. Whatever's up here cannot ever be taken away.
That's exactly right.
So invest in yourself and you've got really good return on investment potential there all the time.
That's great, great knowledge. That's that's good to know.
Oh, and also if you buy a package or a book, use them. Like, take them out of the wrapper. Like, don't...
Yeah, you mean it's not shelf help, right?
Yeah, that's it. Because, like, that's one of the things about... we've mentioned them before, AWAI. I really like them. I've done a lot of their courses and I'm in their Circle of Success program. And, I mean, they get a lot of bad press, as in everyone does. You know, they'll say, such and such scam, such and such scam.
Sure.
And it's like, I'm probably somewhere, there's a Google search, you know, Pauline Longdon scam, whatever.
Oh, it's all controversial.
But
people
it's,
like that.
Yeah, it's just whatever. But I'll say, I see a lot of, you know, bad press about them. And it's usually by people who've bought the course and then magically expected them to be able to teach them how to write copy when they haven't even logged on to their account.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I see that all the time. People,
I do too.
People, you know, pointing their finger outwards. But when you point your finger out, look how many are pointing back at you.
I love that. So, that's one of my favorite things. You're the first person I heard that from.
Yeah. So, you know, invest in yourself, but also, like, do something with it. Don't just let it sit there and then expect it to magically, by osmosis, make you successful.
I know. If only it worked that way.
I wish it did. I actually tried to make it do that, and then I just gave up. That's what I gave up on. I gave up on the osmosis theory of success, and then I actually took some action. And
there you go.
Look what happened.
Look what happened. Rising star.
Yeah.
You're already up there. You're in the galaxy for sure. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. That's fun.
Please visit Pauline Longdon at thecopyalchemist.com. Sign up for her newsletter. It's got good nuggets, and you'll see how to write an engaging email that gets people to want to take action and to get to just like to stay in your community. So thank you again for being here.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me. It's so much fun.
It is fun. All right, bye-bye.